This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, every now and then, we get to have an extra special guest on our show that really just warms our hearts and brightens our day. And this next guest is no exception. We've got Yvette Nicole Brown on the line now. I met Yvette a couple years back. We worked together at the Golden Globes, and she is one of the kindest human beings I've ever met. Yvette,
and
thank
the funniest.
So funny. Yvette, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Yvette.
Hey, guys. Can we just talk about meeting at the Golden Globes, guys? My beloved aunt had just passed away the day before, and AJ arrived at the Golden Globes, and I think we're meeting. I don't know if we were meeting for the first time.
Yeah, I think we're doing a table read.
Yeah, we're doing a table read, and he came in with the most beautiful stuffed animal and a card, and just, I was like, well, this is a friend for life.
Aww.
And I still have the stuffed animal. I kept it with me the entire weekend, because, you know, I was going through it. It was my auntie, you know?
Yeah.
And it really was the sweetest, kindest gesture, so thank you.
Well, he's so wonderful. He's so uplifting like that. He brings so much joy, of course, to Channel Q, but you're very uplifting, and you bring so much joy, and we are in a time where we need you, honey, because we need laughter, and you are the star of Community. You played Shirley Bennett for 5 seasons, and there's big news now. I'm sorry, 6 seasons.
Well, she played, you were on for 5, correct?
But there are 6.
Well, I did 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it's coming out today on Netflix for people to stream. Is that correct?
Yes, it's out right now. By midnight, it was streaming, and you're very generous to say the star of Community. I am one of the little Muppets that sat around that table, and honored to be amongst that group of talented people. But yeah, we're out today. If you have not seen Community, you can get on there today and watch 6 seasons of goodness. Sure can.
Yvette, do you ever look back at that cast and think, like, I was working with some of the most talented people in the industry? This is like, we're talking like Chevy Chase, Donald Glover. Donald Glover, before Donald Glover was doing it, like, Atlanta and, like, blowing up and becoming, like, a household name. Do you keep in touch with any of your castmates?
Yes, we just actually all got together maybe 4 or 5 months ago. We had a 10th anniversary thing that Vulture Fest threw for us. And then afterwards, we all got together, even Donald. Everybody showed up and just had the best time. So we have a group chat that we keep going, and every milestone of each other's lives. And, you know, I don't know if anybody follows me on Twitter, but I am the biggest promoter of everything my friends do. So
you are a huge supporter. You're living proof of that right now. Like, you're so supportive of everyone that you care about, which is so awesome. It's why we love you.
Oh, no, it's so great. And so anytime one of them gets a movie or gets married or, you know, becomes like the creator of all things entertainment like Donald, I'm like the first one to post and talk about it. So it's funny. While we were in it, I knew that I was working with comedic geniuses and amazing actors and writers. And, you know, Jim Rash is an Oscar for directing. Like, I knew at the time, though, like I remember sitting and I was at the table and go, what an embarrassment of riches just to steal from all these people, to steal acting greatness and comedic greatness from all these people.
Oh, I'm sure they feel the same. I'm curious. So I know you're really a big supporter of Elizabeth Warren. You were campaigning for her for a while. Now that things have shifted, we're in this new sort of like weird reality of this Democratic primary. What do you think needs to happen for whoever the nominee ends up being? It looks like it's probably going to be Joe Biden, but for a Democrat to take back the White House in 2020, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I and it might be a little hypocritical for me to say this today because I just mixed it up with some people yesterday on Twitter, but I really would love for there to be a little bit more kindness and decency. I am a very kind person, but I also don't suffer fools gladly.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see someone just involved in shenanigans, I have to just get in there and go, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So But that's also probably not me at my best when I do that, but it's just something that rises up. So I would love, myself included, if we could find a way to just be a little kinder and more decent, because as I talk to you from, you know, quarantine, we're facing something really that is bigger than all of us with this pandemic. And who is in charge, we've learned, matters.
Yeah.
If you've never caught your mind that you should probably register to vote, you should think about it from your basement right now,
mm-hmm.
from your kitchen conclave right now. Like, it really is a really serious situation. And, you know, it's time to find the person that we want to be able to lead us. And I think we need to find the person that leads with kindness. Now, I felt that person was Elizabeth Warren, as everybody knows. She's one of the kindest, most amazing human beings I've ever met. And she is, I will say this, if people have never met her, she is exactly the woman that she appears to be.
Mm.
And there are very few people that are like that. And I'd like to say at this time that when she was interviewed after she dropped out, sadly, she said the same thing about Joe Biden. She said, he is exactly the man that you think he is.
That.
And to me, a kind person telling me that somebody else is a kind person, I'm like, well.
It carries weight. Yeah.
Yvette, I want to talk to you about, you say that we're in a very uncertain time and it's scary. And so people are looking to you to bring them joy because you're so funny and you're so kind. You're uplifting and people can draw strength from you. But who are you drawing strength from during this time?
You know, I'm a person of faith. I mean, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hope they know that. And I try to, and this is why, you know, I chastise myself about some of my online antics. I try to lead with love in everything that I do. I really do try. I'm human, so I fail at times, but I really feel like you're going to win more hearts and make and uplift more people if when you, they meet you, they know that you're okay with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of got to, they got to know that you love them before they'll listen to anything you have to say. So I draw my strength from just being a person of faith, and I really do feel like God is love and that all we're supposed to do in life is just love each other. And this is not about to get preachy, but I feel like there's been people that have been claiming God and claiming Christ that have been hateful
mm-hmm.
and judgmental and mean. Mm. And that's not who God is. And so I'm trying to be like, hey, guys, look over here. This is what he really told us to do. He told us to take care of each other and love each other. And that was it. The judgment and all the other nonsense that human beings do, that human beings added to what God is. That ain't who God is. God is love. Jesus is love. That's it. Love each other.
Listen, you could preach. You could take us to church all day long, Yvette Nicole Brown. Before we let you go, I just want you to know, first and foremost, I appreciate you and we adore you and we love your spirit.
Love you.
On a lighter note, what are you binge watching right now? What is entertaining Yvette?
Oh my God, you guys, I just finished binging Tiger King.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. It's so good.
Oh my
good.
God, wait. Okay, Yvette, you don't guys. Do this to me. Don't do this because I'm losing my mind. And we got John Finley on our show. He's coming on next week.
The husband with the three teeth? Yes.
With the three teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been talking. We can't stop talking about it. Nobody can.
No. First of all, I think John Finley, I think in those last episodes, I think he's got them pulled. I think there's nothing up there now. So God bless John Finley. But beyond that, listen, guys, nobody told me how dark it gets.
Nobody could have prepared you.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. But y'all, listen, this is not a fluffy little story. This is not a joyous, happy story. This is this.
Listen, Yvette. You know, here's the thing. You're a hard worker. You've got your hands in everything, and they're going to be making like an actual series of this. They're casting it now. There aren't not a lot of black folk in this, but
there's
maybe there's
any.
A,
I don't think
maybe,
there were, yeah. Listen, I don't think there were any black folks. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, you'll understand why. We stay away from all white
people. It's smart. It's like, smartest
what
community.
Is happening here?
Oh my
well,
goodness.
Also, now it gets so dark, and Carol Baskin is getting into even more hot water. Like that, she's actually going. They're like looking into
they're
the
reopening
case.
That case.
It.
Oh my goodness.
And they should. And they should look into it because that's a big property. And where is that man?
Oh, oh my goodness. I could do this all day. Yvette,
I don't
thank
hang
you.
Up. I love you.
Thank you Yvette, so thank you. Much for your love and your light and your perspective. And we just appreciate your time.
Thank you. And listen, guys, make sure everybody goes and gets counted for the census. That's very important.
Amen.
Today's the deadline.
Yes.
I wanted to make
Yes. Yvette, thank you so much. Truly, you are so wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Stay safe.
Okay, bye.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
She is really one of the kindest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. Can I just tell you, she was born in Ohio? Just saying.
I love that.
Just like me.
Well, listen, coming up, it's April Fool's. So we thought it would be only appropriate to have Channel Q funny guy Justin Martindale join us to talk about his top 3 favorite pranks. We'll have that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.